to the Mishnah again. We're going to start on Mishnah on Hareini Nazir. Now, I have to say it now. I'm going to have to say it again later, but I'll say it now also. The Rush has two pshatim in this Mishnah, in the first piece of Gemara, I should say, and maybe even in the Mishnah, but that's not the point. The point is that one of the pshatim are not in print in the print here. In the Eitz V'Hadar, they put it in. In the Masiftis, in the Agas V'Tziyunim, I don't know if Rabbeinu Artsko has it. Now, I was going to skip it. But then the next Rush says, Lufi Pirish Hasheni. So obviously he's referring back to the second shot that most friends don't have. So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to try to, I will see what happens. Most people here have either Artscore or Eitz V'Hadar, so I think I can work with it, but it's going to be a little difficult when we get to that part. We'll worry about it when we get there. So it's the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir L'Sheili Ben V'Nazir Me'ayai. The guy said he wants to be a Nazir when he has a son, and he wants to be a Nazir 100 days. If he had a son before he turned 70, I'm sorry, before 70 days, he loses nothing. We have no, we don't know what that means. Now, the word Seisr Shivim is going to be explained. In fact, some take out the word Shivim, they just said Seisr. We'll find out what that means. Because the minimum taglachas has to be 30 days. Okay? We'll find out what that means. Now again here, in the Masifta Gemara and in the regular Gemaras, they have the Rush on this Mishnah back on the last Mishnah. In Eitz V'Hadar, it's here. And in I assume that in Artsko it's also here, because nobody ever complained when I had the last Mishnah that I wasn't doing a Rush. So, it's a big Rush. So I figured the Artsko must have moved it also, like the Eitz V'Hadar did. But in the old print, the Rush on this Mishnah was right with the last Mishnah. But the place to do it is here, because it's going on this Mishnah. So the Rush. Now, for those who have Eitz V'Hadar, it is on the Amud Beis, the second middle line. Hareini Nazir, I don't know where Artsko has it. It's on the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir, Kshiili Ben, V'Nazir Kuf.
What did the Rush name start, Hareini Nazir?
It's hard for me to answer. I don't have an article in front of me.
It's Rush name that you're reading.
Mishnah.
I have it on...
You have it on the Amud Beis before, on the bottom.
Yom Amud Beis, almost lined up with Taisis Ba'yuvah.
Right.
That's why my own Taisis.
I said, in the old print, this Rush was on your Yom Amud Beis. Eitz V'Hadar moved it from Kaimai. I don't know where Artsko has it. It says Mishnah. What's your first Rush of the Amud Aleph?
That's from Aleph?
Yeah.
First Rush. Correct?
Ain't like Takana Mitzvah's Galuach?
Yeah.
That's what you have? Now, proceed downward. Does it ever say Mishnah? Proceed downwards. A few rushes down. Do you have a place that it says Mishnah?
The next one is Nazir Kuli Yom of Shisham. That goes next. I'm a Rav Yoichi.
So Amarav. What's the Rush before Amarav? Okay, so you have it on your Gimel Amud Beis. So go back to your Gimel Amud Beis in the Mishnah. After the Rush, before it says Gemara, after the Rush, before the Rush that says Hareini Nazir L'Acher Esim Yoyim U'Me'achshav Kuf Yoyim.
Before
that. You know, it's much easier if you bring me an art score, I'll find it for you, and then you'll be able to tell everybody exactly where it is.
Okay.
there. No. Not here.
I call Schoenstein. He texted me yesterday. Should I call him?
Yeah, yeah, tell him. That's the biggest thing.
It's on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, like three quarters of the way down.
Where?
Yud Gimel Amud Beis. No, 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 Ben. I see them yom. Lo,
you have it in Yud Gimel Amud Beis?
No, I don't see it.
Though.
I have it in
Yud Gimel Amud Beis.
Three quarters of the way down, he says. He said around.
There it is, there it is, there it is.
Is there a dot there?
Right, Hareini Nazik Shiyami Ben.
Okay, so
it's three. Go up in Taisras, three lines before the end of the middle lines. Go across to the Rush.
What's that mean?
The Gimel Amud Beis.
Hareini Nazik.
What? I always thought that they did the Eisvah, but they didn't. It didn't say it because it's in the middle of the Mishnah there. You're right. It says Mishnah by me. I'm sorry. This is not my doing. I tell you, there's three different prints. Rabbi Renner, you'll help Ramesha Freund find it. He has your Gemara. Again, I can't help it that there's three different prints. What am I supposed to do? He has your Gemara.
I have
it with article. So he'll be able. You have an article?
No,
but you have his Gemara.
How about Dr. Schwab?
Dr. Schwab found it. Okay, Zog Darash. Zog Darash.
That was not Dr. Schwab.
Hareini Nazir, Shili Ben, V'Nazir Kuf. Shimu Olav Naziris Shalamajayim. Right, he accepted Naziris of 30 days. Shivalud by Ben, Hareini Nazik Shiili Ben, that's a regular Nazir of 30 days. And also, besides that, the Nazir Vaid Kibul Aluf, Naziris Sokuf Yayim. So the guy first accepted his son's Naziris, meaning when his son is born, then he accepted a Naziris of 100 days. Nailu by Ben at Shivim Yayim, a very important rush. There's going to be, this is like everybody has to, what we say in Yiddish, Hauptkap. Concentrate. Noyel leben at shivim yaim lehivsed klum. What does that mean? Kibin shenisharu minaziris kuf yaim. Since from the naziris there's 30 days left. From the naziris of 100 days, there's 30 days left. The kid was born before day 70. So there's still 30 days left of his naziris. The shom yimei naziris benoy bahadi nazirasai. Right? If the kid is born on day 70, his 100 days will end simultaneous with the kid's 30 days.
What's that word, Dimashali?
Show me. It ends. That's the word I have. What? This is what he's going to be talking about, right? That's why we're learning this rush. Who are then? Same thing, it's complete. Who are then? Kaidim Shivim Yayim. And the same thing is true if the kid was born before 70, because the 30 days of his Naziris will be absorbed of the kid's Naziris after it, whenever it ends, his Naziris still continues for at least 30 days. His is 100 days. The kid was born before day 70. You switch immediately to the kids because you said Nazir when you have Ben first. But after the kids, there'll still be at least 30 days left of his Naziris.
What are you talking about?
We haven't talked about anything yet. The guy said, Hareini Nazir Kiyili Ben. The Hareini Nazir Kufyai. If the kid's born before day 70, that means he has at least 30 days left of his Naziris. At least 30.
We don't know what those...
Wait, well, the Rosh hasn't said anything yet.
He has 30 days at the very... Or the end of the 100. He has 30 days...
Towards the 100.
Towards the 100.
Right. So the halacha is right. Who adin emamer ipcha hareini nazir kuf yayim. Now Dr. Rush. Same thing would be true if he said it the other way. He's a nazir 100 days, but nazir shiyali ben. and he's a nazir when he has a son. So the Rosh is saying the order is not negaya here. Makes no difference whether he said ben first and then kuf, or kuf first and then ben. Im noilud le ben ad lamed yoy, ad lamed, ad ayin. Im noilud le ben, what? Didn't lose anything. The la'ilam she aslam mimei b'nai. He has moved loy and betayk shemein zirasai. When he finishes his kid's naziris, which is absorbed in his naziris, ain't tzarach limnas minyan akha b'shul b'nai. This is the second case. He said he's a nazir 100 days, and then he said he's a nazir when his son is born. When his son is born, he doesn't have to have a second Naziris after his 100. He can count them simultaneously. Zokta Rosh. That's the halacha. So the Rosh just said a halacha, explained the Mishnah, that if the two can be included at the same time, then you can count both at the same time. That's the chiddush of this Mishnah. A guy is a Nazir, and he's a nazir when he has a son, and they happen to hit in the middle. Either he said son first, or he said kuf yoyim first. But either way, he's now his son is born. So he doesn't have to finish his naziris and then do his son's. He doesn't have to interrupt his naziris and then continue it after his son's. He can count them simultaneously as long as there's 30 days left after his son's is finished. That's what the Rosh is saying. He hasn't said a reason yet. He hasn't explained anything yet. He's saying a fact.
Because the other cases before is because...
No again, as I said, let's give the Rosh a chance to explain himself. That's why he's writing. So I can read him and explain him and understand it. Zok the Rosh. I, the last Mishnah we said. Harei Nazir and Nazir Shili Ben, the Minish Tayim, that he has to count two, that they don't become simultaneous, right? He said he's a Nazir, then a Nazir is Ben. He has to finish his and start his sons. We don't say they can do it simultaneously. That's because he starts his Naziris, which is a 30-day one. His son is born. And if he starts his sons, he won't finish them together. His sons will go beyond his 30 days. So they won't be able to function together because his son extends past his 30 days. Here, his son fits right in. It doesn't extend beyond. They can end the same time, meaning they can be included in his Naziris of 100 days. But let's say he would have a son on day one. He said he's a Nazir and a Nazir when his son is born. And his son is born on day one. Then, Enochinami, Minyan Achad, Paiter Bishteyam. This is the Rosh's first shot. So the Rosh, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that if the son's Naziris can be absorbed in his Naziris, whether he said his son first, whether he said his son second, but since his son's Naziris can be totally absorbed in his Naziris, therefore, he can count them both simultaneously. How the last Mishnah said you can't, that's because the last Mishnah was a case of 2 30-day Nazirisim. And 2 30-day Nazirisim, if it starts in the middle, you can't finish them at the same time. Therefore, there it means count one, then count the other. Whereas here, since it can finish at the same time, you can count two simultaneously. Since it's absorbed in the one, you can count them both simultaneously. That's the right.
You have to be exactly 70 days. That's exactly 70 days.
Or less.
Oh.
Rosh said even less than 70, because the sons will be totally absorbed in his. Whereas if it's less than 70 days left, it's going to be different. And we'll see why when we get there. Yes?
Is that one of the
boys of Rabbah? No. Boys of Rabbah is when they bring the camel the first one because he knows he can't finish it. He said he's a Nazir after 20, and now he wants to become a Nazir for 100. So when he said he wants to become a Nazir for 100, since he's becoming a Nazir after 20, it can't work.
Okay. coincide?
No, it can't, because his son is an unknown. He doesn't know when the son's going to be born.
Isn't that the
Kiddush
of his Mishnah?
No, the Kiddush of Rava, the case of Rava can't mean simultaneous. Because he understood when he said it that it's an impossibility. Here he thought he'd be able to finish one and then the son will be born. Happens to be that the son was born in the middle.
Right. Why is it different than his son being born? And we let him coincide together.
Because he said two Areni Nazirs. Here he said Areni Nazir and then Areni Nazir Shili Ben, which is an unknown. Let me explain. When people talk, they're supposed to make sense. When a guy said Areni Nazir, Areni Nazir, he knows that there are two different Naziris and that he's accepting upon himself. Whereas if he says Areni Nazir, Areni Nazir Shili Ben, there's an unknown here. He has no idea when that son is going to come.
Still two Naziris.
But the Shi'ili Ben makes, again, when the guy says Areni Nazir, Areni Nazir, he knows what he's doing.
The Mishnah says Areni Nazir, Areni Nazir, that's the same thing as Areni Nazir.
Secondly, he knows what he's doing too, he just doesn't know when.
I'm sorry?
The Shi'ili Ben, that's the same thing as Areni Nazir, Areni
Nazir? No. Areni Nazir, Areni Nazir is two separate Naziris. Areni Nazir Shili Ben is saying that's an unknown when that'll happen.
So we're saying Areni twice or not?
Yeah, no, that's no difference. No difference if he says Areni twice or not.
What happens if the kid's born the first day?
So then he can do it simultaneous.
So why do you say that?
Because usually the kid's not born the first day.
Well, he knows what his wife's expecting, maybe.
The bigger kiddush or the lesser kiddush?
I don't know. Answers, I don't know. I don't know why the Mishnah didn't say it.
This is what you're talking about, right? When he's born the
first day? The Rush says, if the kid would be born the first day, you can do them both simultaneously.
And so that Mishnah should have the parentheses, unless it's born the first day.
Again, I didn't write the Mishnayos. I can't take responsibility for that.
Maybe it still sounds like he's saying two things. He says
I can't understand. There's three people talking at the same time. I can only hear what Dr. Harris Holt or somebody talking here. Yes.
The difference between the first mission and the second is the first mission says Keshehiya. Second mission says Lekeshehiya.
Same thing. There's no difference.
Why would they change the law?
They have to ask Commander what comes.
I'm thinking like this. One knows when the baby's going to be born, the other one doesn't.
No, sorry. Please, it's a very wonderful chat, but the Rush doesn't learn that way. The Rush said there's no difference. He says the difference is that once the baby is born and the Nazirisan don't end within each other, and the other one, the Nazirisan end with each other.
I also got the impression that it was dependent on his intention.
Of course. It is.
That's the difference. I think it's, a lot
again, better. Again, Dr. Ramesha, I hate to argue with you. The Rush does not differentiate between Kishiyah and Lakshiyah. Can't help it. Now, I'm not stopping you from writing a parish of the Gemara, because it's a day, but the Rush's parish does not differentiate. The Rush says the difference is one absorbed in the other or not absorbed in the other?
It's physically happening at the same time.
Exactly. That's what the Rush says.
So how's that different than when we learned the first Mishnah, the Rush over here, the earlier Rush, I was getting the same impression. That if they are born within if his son is born within the 100 days.
But the first Mishnah didn't have 100 days, it only had 30. 100 days is this Mishnah.
Right. Okay.
First Mishnah is 230s. 230s don't work together unless the kid's born the first day. And according to the Rush's first Pshat, Enoch and Nami, if the kid's born the first day, they can both work simultaneously. That's what the Rush said in his first Pshat.
That's the same thing as
male. Correct. That's the same as 100. Correct. Dr. Rajvaita. Yes, Dr. Harris, you had a question.
Yeah,
Well, I don't see how it's one thing. It's two things. One, he doesn't know when, and one, he knows is going to start now. He still said a second thing about his son. He just doesn't know when it's going to start.
I'm not sure what you're going on. The Rosh is saying, a new halacha, that the zirusin that are absorbed within each other can work simultaneous. And if they're not absorbed with each other, they can't work simultaneous. That's what the rest said. I'm not exactly understanding what point you're driving at.
It seems that there are two things he's saying. I'm in Nazir and Nazir and I have a son. So those are clearly two Naziris.
Exactly, but the rest is saying that the man's intention is that the Nazir of his son can work together with the other Nazir. Because it's an unknown. If it would be a known, he can't say he wants it to work together unless he speaks out he wants to work it together. The nazir of his son is an unknown, and since it's an unknown, he leaves it up to see when it's going to happen, and that's what the halacha will be.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbeinu Tam Perish, Dafkik Shamar Shiyelim Neben, V'Nazir Kufyayim, Huz Amin Alehiv Siklum. Zok Rabbeinu Tam, he disagrees with the Rosh. The Rosh said it made no difference which order he said it. He's a Nazir 100 and then his son, or his Nazir his son and then 100, meaning which one he said first. The Rabbeinu Tam says there is a difference. It's only if he said first that he'll be a Nazir when he has a son. And then he said he's a Nazir 100 days. The Aminu Lehufsiklum, Mishum the Miyakish and Noilu Leben, Tzarek Lehavzik Nizirusai, Belimnus Nizirus Benai. Because if he says his son first, as soon as the son is born, he's got to stop and move over to his sons. That count can count to 100 days. She hiskul kvar limnais that he started counting. But if he did it in the other order, doesn't have to stop when his son is born. That way he said the son after the 100. The 100 goes first. Why stop? When you have to stop, so once you have to stop, then we say the two Nazirusin can work simultaneously. But when you don't have to stop, like the case you said you're a Nazir 100 days, and then a Nazir when you have a son, the Nazir you have a son can be after the 100 days. You don't have to stop in the middle of the 100 for your son. In the case when you said you're a Nazir when you have a son, then you have to stop as soon as that son's born. Stop where you're holding, switch to his Nazirus. So there, if they run within each other, they can work simultaneous. But when you don't have to stop, there's no reason to insert his sons in the middle of his Naziris. There's no reason. Why? The Kamehdu Tam, why? What allows us to make them work simultaneous is because you have to stop yours to get to your sons. So the Chiddush is, if you stop yours for your sons, and yours runs through the same length of time, you can work simultaneous. But if you hold that, if you don't have to stop yours, so why stop and count them simultaneously? That's not, wait till after the 100 and then do your sons. You said 100 first.
Moshe said something very nice.
Okay, can I just, before you agree with Rav Moshe, which I love that you do, but now let's do the Rosh. I'd like to agree with the Rosh first. He doesn't have to stop. Dr. Raj Vahachi Mistabra. I like Rabbeinu Tam's said better. The Hafsaka Shitzarak Lahavsik, Beremes Shailam Lakan Lakan. It's the fact that you have to stop that lets it work simultaneous. Though I'm Kimilov Nazira Shalamajim. What if he said he's a Nazir for 30 and then a Nazir for 100? He said, we don't say that the 30 is included in the 100. It's two separate things. We don't say that. That's the Rosh. Let's understand the Rosh. The Rosh brings two pshatim in this Gemara. One shot is any kind of Nazirusin that can work. that work together and they're absorbed in each other's time can work simultaneously. Therefore, the guy says he's a reigning nazir, by reigning nazir, Lucia the Ben, and the son is born the first day, he can do one nazir. That's what we say can work. He's a nazir 100 days, and he's a nazir when he has a son. It works simultaneously. Makes no difference which order he said it. Abed Tam says no. If he said son first, which causes us to stop his naziris and start his sons. So there we have a chiddush that you can count both together. But if he said his first and then his son can wait till later. There's no reason for us to let it work simultaneously. That's the machlokes, the two pshatim and the rush. Yes, Rabbi Cohn, what did Rabbi Moshe say that so impressed you?
Why did anyone ask? The person says first, usually Ben, and then he said afterwards, whatever it is. Maybe he's not starting until the Ben's born.
So the Rush addresses
the Ben first.
It's a wonderful question. It's such a wonderful question that the Rush addressed this already.
No one here said anything about that.
The Rush did.
No one.
And the Rush answered that when it's a number of days that can't work, like he's a Nazir after 20 and then he's a Nazir 100, right? He can't become a Nazir. If he's becoming a Nazir after 20, he has no room for the 100 days now. Whereas when he has a son, since he doesn't know when the son is born, he wants to start and try to see if he can get it done before the son is born. It's a possibility that he'll be able to get it done before the son is born. The son's birth is an unknown. Therefore, he wants to try to get it in. There's no reason to say he didn't want to become a Nazir till after he finishes the Naziris for his son. He said he's a Nazir after he has a son, and he's a Nazir. Maybe he'll be able to finish this now. It's possible. Maybe the son won't be born for another 40 days. You don't know when the son's going to be born.
Well, he knows his wife.
I said that when we said it. I said I have a difficulty that the guy doesn't know when the son is going to be born if he says that Nazir Kuf Yayim. We would hope he's within the 100 days that he knows his wife is going to have a baby.
Because you can't see your wife.
Don't start saying drushes like that. We're not the term to say that. Well, you can't see your wife. You can't see your wife. Again.
Rebbe.
That kasha the rush addressed the issue. But your question that if in 100 days you should be able to know whether your wife or your birth, I had the same question. I don't have an answer. Yes,
Rebbe,
yes, Dr. Harris.
Does he have the option to wait to start when his son's born?
No, because that's not what he said. He didn't say, I'll be a Nazir after my son is born. He said, I'll be a Nazir after his son is born, and he also said he's a Nazir.
But he didn't say, I'll be a Nazir now. He just said, I'll be a Nazir.
Now, if you want to tell me, I'll say the following. If he says that's what I meant, will we accept it? Perhaps. I don't know. But if he said I meant what the words mean, he'll try to finish his Naziris before his son is born.
Well, isn't Hari Nazir different than Hari Nazir now?
No, Hari Nazir is now.
Mm-hmm.
The word Hari Nazir means now. That's what it means. Unless he says I'm ready another after.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only reason we had a Shiloh of Rava was when the guy said he's a Nazir after 20 and then he says he's a Nazir 100, the 100 doesn't fit in. So what does he mean?
Can you explain that? What do you mean?
You can't get 100 in before 20.
Mm-hmm.
So if the guy said he's a Nazir after 20 and then he says he's a Nazir now for 100, what could he mean? That he wants to do the 100 now? That's why we have a Shiloh that maybe he meant the 100 after he finishes the first Naziris.
It has nothing to do with the women.
Because it's an impossibility to get the second one in before the first one. He can't get the 100 in before the 20. Whereas by his son, he doesn't know when his son's going to be born. There's a possibility of finishing that one before his son is born. It might not.
It has nothing to do with the word Me'ashav at all?
No. Good question. Why does Afsaka make a difference? I don't know. And honestly, I have a whole problem with this whole thing. I don't know. Honestly, don't know. I was thinking about the same thing. Why does the fact that he has to stop to move to his son allow for simultaneous? I'm not sure.
Well,
Not sure. The only I can speculate that we're trying to get into the Das Bnei Adam, and the Das Bnei Adam is if they're going to have to stop for their son, they would love to do both simultaneously. I don't know. I have trouble with this whole simultaneous business to begin with, so it's hard for me to put my hands around it. Zuck the rush, the next rush. La'achar shivim shayser she'ein taglachas pachas mishleishim yayim. V'loi gesinen shayser at shivim. The rush also takes out the word shivim. La'achar shivim shayser. Just that. Take out the next word, Dr. Rush. V'haki perushai. Shayser is haminyan ha'asid lovai. Shayser just means he can't count simultaneous. She'ein ha'ayloloi, the tashlim nuzarasai. If the kid's born on day 75, that means he has 25 days left for his naziris. He has to do 30 k's for his kid. So when he finishes his kids, right, as he's going to explain, because he has to have 30 days of hair for his naziris, and if you have that, you can have 30 days for both together, so then as they work, operate together, they can count for both. But since the kid extends beyond his, the kid needs 30 days, and the 30 days will go beyond his 100 days, so they can't work simultaneous. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Let me read the Rush inside. Counts his Naziris, and his kids, and then he finishes. She'ein taglachas pachas v'lamajay. V'kibin do'ay shalmi v'adi adadi. Ein an oilam l'kan l'kan. They can't work together when they don't finish within each other. And since this one is going to extend beyond his, that he can't count his simultaneous. That's the Rashi's side.
The Rashi we don't have.
You don't have it? You don't have it over there? Okay, I'm sorry. See, this is, what can I tell you? Well, whether you have it or not, this is how the Rush is explaining it. Forget that you have it. You don't have it.
Right after Rabbi Tam thing?
Yes.
And what do you now think?
The rest of the Mishnah. The rest of the Mishnah that says, La'achar shivim seiser. He takes out the word shivim. If the kid's born after 70, then it doesn't work. What doesn't work? In the first part, he said it can work simultaneous. In the second part of the Mishnah, it can't work simultaneous. So the Rush is explaining why it can't work simultaneous.
So what does it mean?
That it takes away the ability to work simultaneous.
Because it says the whole...
No. That's exactly what the Rush is saying. It's not. Correct. Right. I'll read you the Russian. Saiser is haminyan la'asid lavai she'ena oilaloi l'tashlam l'zerasai. It takes away the count that it can't count for both. That's all it means.
Do you have it?
No, he doesn't. It's not there. In the regular, in my Masifta Gemara, we have a thing called Hagos v'tziyunim on the side. It's in there. The Eisbahana went and put it into the regular Rush. You don't have a Gaz Vitsiunim, or do you?
No. Once in a while we have a patient
explain with
it as a letter.
No, that's not. It's different. So, again, I'll stop Vaitra. I'm not going to go Vaitra. I'm not going to learn the second shot of the Rush, because if you don't have the first shot written, how am I going to explain the second shot?
Wait
a second.
What?
No,
I'm going to get the words. I'm going to have the name Sheep and play the Lakano.
Right,
right. So the one you read now is a thing if they overlap. If they overlap, that doesn't help any. They have to be simultaneous. That's what he's saying, right?
No, I'm not sure what you mean. Let me explain and then tell me if that's what you meant. If they end within each other or end simultaneous, then they can count simultaneous. If one extends beyond the other, meaning, I'm sorry, if the son's will extend beyond his, then they can't count simultaneous. I'm not sure why, but that's what the Rosh Hashanah shot in the Mishnah is. I'm not sure why this is true. Why can't they work simultaneous if one extends beyond? Listen, if his extended beyond the son's, we said they can work simultaneous. So if his son's extended beyond his, why shouldn't he be able to work simultaneous? I don't know. But that's what the Rosh Hashanah shot in the Mishnah.
Versus?
Once second, Dr. What?
Messes up everything is that he doesn't have 30 days.
Right, it doesn't
mess up anything.
Why? Because
he said it doesn't matter.
That's the way
it doesn't matter that way. It could be after the son, it could be before the son.
Well, it works for the previous rush to say that if it won't work together, his sons can't start now. We'll have to wait till afterwards.
We can attend to zero at the same time.
What?
We can attend to zero at the same time within the 100-day span.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think you can get 300 days in 100 days.
No, no. If he says 30 starting day one, 30 starting day two, 30 starting
day
three.
No, it doesn't work.
Why?
Because once 30 days starts in day two, it goes beyond day one. And once it goes beyond day one, you have to do 30 days later. That's from Gemara in the Dar. Yes, doctor.
Would it be possible to say that Naziris is not simply something of 30 days, but Naziris is something that in its Metzias is a block of time, which is indivisible? If the two blocks can be superposed one on the other, then it can be absorbed. However, if one of them extends out so that neither of them are completely within each other, that then they cannot. Then you wind up with the missing four. This one.
I wish I could agree with you, but if the baby is born on day 40 of the 100, then they can work simultaneous, even though the son, the baby is going to finish.
Right.
Day 70,
that's no problem. That's no problem with what I said. What I said is that the one exists as this block of time, the other exists as that block of time. Both blocks of time are complete and exist simultaneously. Whereas when the Naziris, when the child is born on day 90, there is a block of time in which they both do not exist concurrently.
Okay. I mean, fine. I said, fine, I agree with that. I don't understand it, but I agree with it.
I want to rephrase what I just asked last. I forgot to mention, I had in mind that he makes an adjustment for 100 days. Then he says, I'm going to do from day 1, 30, from day 2, 30, from day 3, 30. So it's all included in that 100 days. That's what I meant to ask.
Can a guy say he wants two Naziris to run concurrently? What if it says, I want to accept two Naziris and to run concurrently.
During the 100 days.
It doesn't make a difference during the 100 or some doing concurrently.
I see, 30s together.
Two 30s together. He wants it to work that way.
Okay.
Right. Can he do that? I don't see why not.
Two sets of kavanas?
Two sets of kavanas.
Well, he doesn't have an hair for 60 days.
No, only needs 30 days worth of hair.
He really need two kavanas?
The daddy's going to have to do anyway because there are two separate Naziris.
He is going to bring
two Kavanas. Yes. So I feel bad that everybody doesn't have their other rush because the second shot in the rush is so much simpler in the Gemara and it's so much less Chedushim that it would have been the easier shot to learn. If I had to choose a shot, I would have chosen the second shot, which the rush himself likes better than his first shot. But nobody has it, so what am I supposed to do?
Can't you say it outside? Say it outside. Say it.
Nah, it's not going to work. I can try, but if you can't read it inside, does Arch go in English to bring it on a second shot? Maybe he does. I have no idea.
It's different than there being a time.
Totally different. No concurrent Nazirus. He doesn't have it. Okay.
The
Rush is green to Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, we had that. Everybody had that. I'll speak out the second shot just because the Rush is going to bring it down later as in the regular Rush. And that is the Rush learns you can't count two Naziris and concurrently. All the Mishnah is saying is as follows. The guy said he's a Nazir, was going to have a son first. And then he said he's a Nazir 100 days. When he has a son, he stops his Naziris. He counts 30 days. He takes a haircut. Then he has to continue his Naziris. So if he has 30 days left, he can continue his Naziris. Right. If he has 30 days left, he can continue his Naziris. And 1 second. He counted 70. The kid was born. He does his kid. Does taglakas for his kid. No simultaneous Naziris. Then he resumes his count, and he has 30 days left. So after the 30 days, he'll bring his karbanis. Because he has no hair. If the kid's born on day 80, he's going to have to stop his Naziris, do his kid, and then do 30 more days, even though he only has 20 left.
So is this a repetition?
Yes. According to the second shot of the Rush, this Mishnah just repeats the last Mishnah. Well, it's the Mishnah didn't talk about longer Naziris and a shorter Naziris. So that's the second. It's a much simpler shot. There's no simultaneous Naziris. No Naziris and work together. All the Rush is saying that if you have a kid before 70, then you do your kids, finish your kids, do taglachas.
The shot logis, it means he would have had to do this amount anyway.
Right. Yes. Depending when the kid's born, correct. That's the right thing. But that only works with the Rush before that says you can do a taglachas in the middle. You remember the Rush in the last Mishnah that two matratim, whether we stop in the middle or do a taglachas, or do you wait to do the taglachas at the end and bring two sets in the Rush in the last Mishnah. This shot can only work if you do a taglachas in the middle. Like the second shot in that Mishnah. It's the second shot in that Mishnah.
Well, what did you put in here?
It's very confusing, you know, this, but I can't help
why
it.
Why isn't it put in? Who made that decision? The Rush has had it. Is it in parentheses?
So let me explain what happened. What happened is, the Rush didn't have it. The Shita Mukubetzis on Nazir brings pieces of Rush that are not printed in the Rush. Shita Mukubetzis is the same for Shita Mukubetzis on Nazir, and he brings pieces of Rush that aren't in the Rush. So now the question is, do you take the Shita Mukubetzis Rush and insert it in the Rush of this Gemara? The regular print of the Vilna Shas did not do that. The Shita Mukubetzis Rush is good. If you want to learn Shita Mukubetzis, go learn Shita Mukubetzis. I have the Rush that has been printed since 15-something, whenever they printed the first shots, they printed the Rush on the side, and that's the Rush that we had. The Masifta Gemara went and took the Shita Mukubetzis and put it on the side and said, by the way, the Shita Mukubetzis adds this in the Rush. Doesn't put it, didn't change the print of the Rush. He left it exactly like it is with the thing on your Gimel and Beis. Everything the exact same way Art Scroll and a regular Gemara have it. And the extra Rush, he went and put on this side, called Agos V'Tiyunim. He printed the Rush from the Shita Mukubetzis. So when you're learning, you can look there and learn that shot in the Rush. This came along Eizu Hadar and said, why are we going to make people crazy? First of all, we're going to move the Rushes to where they belong. Not have it Rush for Tetzlava Menalev, but you'd give them a base. We're going to move it to Tetzlava Menalev. They didn't. They really moved it to your dollar number based on the bottom. And then we're also going to take the Shita's Rushes and put it in. And that way you can learn Rush straight. And it's the same man, the same Rabbeinu Asher. So why do we have to do this? So they went and changed the whole format. So therefore you have three different formats in the Rush. What can I do?
I Art Scroll also, Rabbeinu Asher, also called Rabbeinu Asher.
Right. What do you mean by that?
He's Rabbeinu Asher.
What?
Thank you. It's also Rabbeinu Asher, but a different way.
Oh, I didn't know
that. No, it's not. It's what he has.
He has Asher.
He has Asher Shiras.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There was an olive and an iron.
He doesn't know. I'm going to ask him today why he did it this way.
He didn't do anything.
Yes, he did.
He told them, print a beautiful shot. They did. They did a masterful work.
He's a hunter of people. They must have big, they did.
They did the smartest thing. They put the Rush in.
I asked him yesterday.
I just give them credit for what they did. They also went. They took the Yerushalmi, the regular Yerushalmi. They figured out that nobody ever quotes the Yerushalmi by Daf. They always say, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. Each Mishnah is called Halacha. Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel. Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. So they said, obviously, the Dafim weren't accepted in Yerushalmi. So they reprinted Yerushalmi with different dafim. Totally different dafim. Shorter dafim, more perushim on the side. And they said, who said those dafim are right? We make our own dafim.
I think
Art Scroll went and took Ayiz V'Hadar's dafim. So the Art Scroll Yerushalmi uses the Ayiz V'Hadar dafim.
I also told
everybody's have a wonderful Shabbos. We're going to try to do this together. There's two questions on this, by the way, so have fun.